Cardinal from Casey Musgraves. 7:35, good morning. I'm Tom Fricke, and Phil Lindemann is in from the newsroom, and you brought some friends with you.
Sure did, Tom. We got the fall sports kickoff happening all this week, and I got two of our volleyball players with us this week. So ladies, step on up to the mic and introduce yourself. We'll start with our senior today.
Yes, I'm a senior. I'm Sophie Wilms, and I'm team captain on varsity.
I'm a junior. I'm Lizzie Johnson, and then I'm also team captain.
All right, ladies. And volleyball season, just getting started, but tell me how things have been going so far. You've had, just came up from a tournament last weekend, right?
Yes, last weekend we had a tournament in Lakewood, and we went 2-2, so it was pretty good.
2-2. What was the best game of the weekend?
The best game was probably against...
Definitely against Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
All right, what went right there? What were you guys doing good?
We had a lot of good communication and a lot of good plays.
I feel like there was a lot of energy on the court, which we obviously really need to play good, and we had a lot of that throughout the whole game. So.
All right, perfect. Well, speaking of energy on the court, you haven't been on the court much this season because, you got a knee brace on right now. Tell me what happened with the ACL.
I tore my ACL a couple of weeks ago, so... I've been on the sidelines, but yeah, I've been at practices and been at games, and it's been really good to support the team and be there for everyone and stay positive, so.
Because that's what a captain's got to do. You were voted on as captain, and a captain's got to be captain all season long no matter what happens, right?
Yes.
All right. So today you have a game coming up down in Evergreen. Have you faced them before? They seem like a regular matchup, or no, not really.
We've never played Evergreen before, so we will see how it goes. I'm pretty sure we'll do really good because we are a very strong team this year, right. And I am excited.
Yeah, I think we need to play tight, but also be flexible. Obviously, we've never played them before, so it's going to be a little bit of trial and error, obviously, but I think if we stay tight, keep the energy up, and have fun, we're going to do great.
So. All right, so volleyball. I've never played because I'm a short guy. What got you two into volleyball? How has this become your sport?
A bunch of my friends did it, and I kind of got drawn into it, and then I realized I really loved it, so I kept doing it.
Yeah, when I was in elementary school, I played a whole bunch of different sports, but then I stumbled upon volleyball because of my mom, and I stuck to it ever since.
And been playing all 4 years?
Yes.
All right.
Your mom played?
Yeah, she played in middle school.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Very cool. Well, finally, we've got a home game coming up this weekend also, and it's another team that you guys have never really played before, Stanley Lake coming on up. Home game, if people want to come on out, what time is that home game? Do you remember?
Our game is at 2.
2 o'clock, right there at Summit High School. And everybody's welcome to come on out and watch these teams play. It's fall sports kickoff, Tom. It's time to get going on fall sports season.
All right. Best of luck to the ladies. Keep that energy going on the volleyball court.
And coach?
I'm Cynthia Derlew, head coach of Summit High School Volleyball.
All right, Cynthia. You got to remind me, how many years is this head coaching?
This is my third year head coaching.
Third year. All right. So at the start of a season, what are you working on? You know, what as a coach, what's your strategy getting this team ready to, you know, go the distance and hopefully get all the way to, you know, a playoff run?
Absolutely. We're mostly working towards teamwork and working together and supporting each other. And we use the word uplifting each other. We were talking about being able to help each other out if we're in a bad mood, or also being willing to be helped. We think that this is probably the biggest hurdle for a team effort. Volleyball is such a unique sport. We can't win without everyone doing their part like a well-oiled machine. If you don't get a good pass, you don't get a good set, that hitter who is phenomenal can't crush the ball. So it's just really important for us to learn to work together.